This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I hate to break it, you're not the same as anyone here. But we can take it, we're short of brown or round or we're queer. I've got a feeling we are onto something here.
From King's Place in London, the Spontaneity Shop presents Global Pillage, the comedy panel show starring you, the hive mind of the audience.
And if you're worried, trouble might be coming your way. In it together, I think that's what I heard the man say. I've got a feeling you're gonna be okay.
Hello, I'm Deborah Frances White, and this is Global Pillage, the comedy panel show in which we ransack the world for all the curious customs and linguistic quirks we can find. This is the show in which we discover what unites us as a species and turns it into a ruthlessly competitive trivia contest. Please welcome the most ruthlessly competitive people we could find, comedians! On my left, playing for congratulations Felicity Ward, Sarah Bonetto and Cal Wilson.
Hello.
Woo. And on my right, playing for ravery, Avery Edison and Rose Matafeo. Oh, so, first of all, Cal Wilson, what makes you diverse?
I am a woman, I am from New Zealand, and I am allergic to bees and wine. So I can never go to a bee's 21st.
Oh, really? That'd be so cute, though. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you know, they're 21, so they'd probably be rowdy.
Aww. Yeah, and they wouldn't want to talk to me. I'm
Mum's showing the pictures of me as a larvae. Is that what they are, larvae?
Oh, do you know what I know? So do you know what TV show I want to see now? Love Island.
Ooh, that would just be like maggots making out.
Not dissimilar from the original. Yeah. Sarah Bonetto, what makes you diverse?
I also am a lady on a panel show. Isn't that nice? I am an Australian living in London, which is quite fun, getting to know the London way. I've been here for years and years, but it's still startling. Just not supposed to talk to each other on public transport. I get it. I like it. I like knowing that if I was on fire, none of you would put me out.
So why are you called Congratulations Felicity Ward?
Because Felicity Ward, another wonderful Australian who lives in London, has just got married, and which is why I'm in the country. So we thought we might just say Congratulations Felicity Ward.
Oh, congratulations Felicity Ward. She married a wonderful man yesterday. We're all very delighted for her. She's done the show a number of times. Ravery. This is Rose Matafeo and Avery Edison. First of all, why are you called Ravery?
Because we could not think of a cooler name.
Yeah.
At very short notice.
We're not very imaginative, but we do know how portmanteaus work.
Right. Yeah. Ravery. So Rose and Avery, Ravery. But I thought it was like a combination of raving and bravery. Turning up to a rave bravely on your own and making it work.
I don't think I'd ever do that, though. Avery, would you do that?
I've done lots of going to a gay bar, standing by myself in a corner with a Coke for 10 minutes and then leaving to go home and cry. Is that the same?
And that's ravery, baby.
And that's ravery. Okay, go to a gay bar, stand with a Coke in the corner and cry.
Those are our values.
Don't cry at the club. The other ladies don't like it as much as you would think.
Right, got it.
It's not really the vibe.
Yeah.
Got it. Avery Edison, how are you diverse?
I am a transgender woman, so if I'm angry and a man asks me if I'm on my period, I get to be double offended. And while this is an all-woman panel, I am diverse in that I'm pretty sure I'm the only one here with testicles. So,
yes.
Odd one out, odd two out.
We should have had, yeah. And Rose Matafeo, how are you diverse?
Well, I'm from New Zealand. I'm quarter Scottish, quarter Dalmatian, and half Samoan. Hey, I'm Dalmatian from Dalmatian.
Do you have 100 other brothers and sisters?
No, okay. This happens every time. This is supposed to be an accepting global podcast, and I get made fun of my cultural identity every episode.
So
I'm going to take this to a tribunal of some sort, all right?
She's so cute.
No.
Disney should make a cartoon of Rose Matafeo.
Sorry.
Can I do a... I'm not going to do a hacky, like 101 Dalmatian. Okay. When a building's on fire, do you run into it? Dalmatian dogs, firemen have Dalmatian dogs.
Fire, excuse me, can I just say, firefighters, let's not be sexist and assume all firefighters and firemen.
All right, Love Island.
Which means that like I'm quite ethnically ambiguous looking, so but brown enough to not like be able to like audition for Downton Abbey. But like I could just be like a weird, you know, like a Game of Thrones kind of vague... ethnic, you know what I mean? You know, like, put me in a boob tube and I'm like, I'm there. I'm in the desert doing stuff. Keisha Castle Hughes was actually in Game of Thrones. I used to get mistaken for her a lot in my youth. When I was 13, a woman hugged me in a bookshop and was like, you were so amazing in Whale Rider. Yeah, and I was like, thank you. just accepted it at the end, so yeah.
I wonder if that happens to whales as well, like just other... Love doing Whale Rider.
Amazing. Like, thank you.
I'm Deborah Frances White, and I'm diverse because I am a left-handed former Jehovah's Witness Australian-British person.
Damn.
Making sure that every box is ticked, including the one marked token white straight male, please welcome in Pedant's Corner, Ned Sedgwick!
Hello! Hi.
And give us a song. You're the piano man. Give us a song tonight. We're all in the mood for a memory, and you've got us feeling all right. It's Mark Hodge! Ned Sedgwick, have you had any global conversations?
Actually, the whole Dalmatian thing made me quite interested because I'm not entirely sure that people have identified as Dalmatian since the 1890s.
Yeah, so when Serbians, Croatians and Dalmatians all immigrated to New Zealand, they were all like kind of fighting a bit.
Just a bit of barking and scratching.
Yeah, no, but they were like, so to bring them together as a community, when it first moved over, they just kind of decided to call all of us Dalmatians. Yeah, so that's kind of Croatian, Serbian and Dalmatian.
That is a fantastic
thing. How wonderful that Ned is here to attempt to mansplain Rose's ethnicity to me.
I wanted to get to the bottom of something and I did, diversity was the answer.
Mm-hmm. Well done,
but
Ned,
I had another
well
conversation.
Oh, yes.
It starts with an apology. I said in a previous episode that Brazil was named after the Brazil nut. Luisa Barbosa messaged me saying Brazil wasn't named after the Brazil nut, it was actually named after the Brazil tree. I apologised to her and she said,
God.
No, it was refreshing, Brazil was not linked to crime or naked ladies.
It was actually named after Terry Gilliam's film, Brazil. So a bit of a mix-up there again.
On every episode of Global Pillage, Mark Hodge creates a special theme tune by adapting a folk song from another culture in a loving display of Terpsichorean imperialism. Mark.
So we're going to Mexico, and I've borrowed this song called La Bruja. La Bruja, anyone? Any linguists? The witch, exactly, yeah. So the witch in this traditional myth is a lady who flies around, turns into different kinds of animals, seduces men, and takes them home and sucks their blood.
Hashtag feminism.
Yeah, no, that's... Okay. Alla que bonita es volar, a las dos de la mañana, a las dos de la mañana, es bonito es volar. What we're all going to do is sing What are the scores, please, Ned Sedgwick? Everybody, go. What are the scores, please, Ned Sedgwick? And that's our jingle. Well done.
First up is our themed round. And this week, we'll be asking questions on the subject of Twitter. Please answer in less than 140 characters. All the teams get a chance to answer, but you get more points if you buzz in first with the correct answer. The hive mind gets a chance to answer after both teams of comedians have answered. Fingers on buzzers. In Russia, what indicates even greater happiness than a smiley face? Ravery?
I just want to say that usually when I don't know the answer to a question, I do some sort of cheeky, like, meta thing. Like, I pretend I don't know the rules or I make up a different question that I'm answering. I just want to say that this time I'm going to do it right.
Thank you. That is our answer.
That's exactly what I was going to say. So,
yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Right, hive mind. Does anyone have an answer? In Russia, what indicates even greater happiness than a smiley?
Is it the blushing emoji? Are we talking about things on Twitter?
Yes, we're talking about
okay, so Russian, let's just say the blushing emoji.
The blushing emoji.
It's much happier than the smiling emoji.
Okay, all right.
A retweet from a Russian bot account? I don't know. Whistling? Is whistling it? Twitter? Bird?
Sorry, I'd just like to stop Rose from talking.
Whistling. Thank you very much, Avery. Thank you. That is our answer.
Okay.
That's ravery, baby.
Yeah.
That's ravery, baby. Okay. Over here, blushing emoji. Callie, you're going to back your teammate on that, or do you have something else?
I thought it might have been dancing lady.
Or dancing red dress lady.
Yeah, dancing red dress lady.
Dancing red dress lady.
Two emojis. It's dancing red dress lady and she's blushing.
All right. Okay. In Russia, hive mind, what indicates even greater happiness than a smiley?
Vladimir Putin falling off a horse.
Bottle of vodka emoji.
Upside down smiley.
Upside down smiley.
Right to left.
What was that?
Double mouth.
Okay.
I stand by double mouth answer.
Okay, if you think it's Vladimir Putin falling off a horse, buzz now. If you think it's a bottle of vodka, buzz now. If you think it's an upside down smiley, buzz now. If you think it's lots of smileys, buzz now. And if you think it's a double mouth, buzz now.
It's very upsetting.
What up,
you backed the wrong horse, hive mind. It was a double mouth.
Is it really?
Yes, it's a smiley made with two brackets. With every bracket you add, you indicate greater happiness.
Oh.
Yes, is that what you meant by lots of smileys? But they buzzed for upside down smiley, so we cannot give it to them.
Apparently, I read this on the internet, but I've not seen it myself. This is actually kind of all across Eastern Europe. People from Romania as well do this. They forgo using the colon, and they just have the brackets at the end of a sentence. So you just go straight as punctuation, no colon, no full stop, just some brackets to say, I'm pretty happy with
that. Oh, just the mouth. I see.
That makes me very uncomfortable as an English graduate. I need an open bracket to use that closed bracket. I can't.
Yeah, and also imagine someone smiling with no eyes or nose. That's the more terrifying
thing. It's the cat in Alice in Wonderland, isn't it?
Yeah, the Cheshire Cat. Or that thing from Pan's Labyrinth that has its eyes and its hands. But that's not quite as happy.
Who is the most influential person on Twitter, according to the website Twiplomacy, with over 30 million followers across 10 language-specific accounts? Ravery.
Oh, God, you'd think I know this, because I've got nearly 30,000 followers and I'm verified. Oh.
Have you got the big blue tick, Avery?
I got a big blue tick, yeah.
It's impressive.
I wrote to them and told them that as a transgender woman, I am often a target for harassment and imitation, so I need it, and they gave it to me. That's how you get one, folks. Just transition.
Is there an answer anywhere in that humble brag?
Don't know if I was humble about it.
Is it something like Disney or like a company? I don't know. Epcot?
Is it Obama?
Epcot or Obama, okay. Congratulations, Felicity Ward. Do you have an answer?
I wanted to say Obama.
I wanted to say J.K. Rowling, just because I'm rereading Harry Potter, and she's very good. But like, it'll be someone like Katy Perry or something.
Okay, the most influential person on Twitter with over 30 million followers.
Justin Bieber, isn't it?
Oh, it's a cute nature pics.
I follow cute nature pics.
Yeah,
oh,
I'm going to throw to the hive mind who... The Pope?
The Pope. Oh, that's
the Pope.
Good.
At Pontifex.
Any other guesses from the hive mind?
Ellen DeGeneres.
Ellen?
Damn, that's good.
The Pope's natural enemy. In the wild. I mean, not in civilization, of course. They get on really well.
Oh, you mean now the lesbians have been domesticated? Oh, Deborah.
No, I mean now the Pope's been domesticated.
Yeah.
I like to get rescue lesbians. It's just more ethical.
I hear the Pope doesn't even shit in the woods anymore.
Anything else?
Beyonce.
Beyonce. All right, if you think it's Beyonce, buzz now. If you think it's Ellen, buzz now. If you think it's the Pope, buzz now. You are correct, it's the Pope.
Ah. Whoa.
But Pope Francis.
His is mostly just selfies. It's just like him with famous people, like, you know, duck face.
And brunch photos. Wafers. P.S. As a Catholic, I can make that joke.
What is unusual about the Prime Minister of Turkey's Twitter account? Congratulations, Felicity Ward.
It's an actual turkey that tweets.
It's an actual turkey?
Yep.
Okay, tweeting on behalf of Turkey. Ravery.
It's not verified.
Doesn't have the big blue tick, unlike Avery Edison. Yeah, mm-hmm. Sure. Okay. Are you sticking with your answers in that case? Hive mind.
It's not in English.
Not every Twitter account is in English, and it is the account for Turkey.
And it's not in Turkish.
Is it in Esperanto, the language of the future?
Okay, so it's not in English or Turkish. Anything else? You What's unusual about the...
You haven't ruled out Esperanto.
I haven't ruled out Esperanto.
Yeah.
The Prime Minister of Turkey's Twitter account, what is unusual, Hive Mind?
Run by somebody outside Turkey.
Run by someone outside Turkey.
He hashtags every word.
Or yeah. He's got confused and he's just using it as a search engine, so it's just like search terms.
Oh, okay, like Ed Balls. Yes. You know that? Yeah, that yeah. Time Ed Balls searched himself.
Is it actually a proxy Twitter account for Pakistan? That's a really good joke. So, just so you know, if you know about politics, it's good.
I think you almost started saying that's a really good joke before you even finished the joke. That was, that was the problem.
No, I always feel one should let audiences be the judge of what really good jokes are, but that's just me.
They often get things wrong, it turns out.
Yeah, true. All right, so Hive Mind, is it because it's not in English or Turkish? Buzz now. Is it because somebody runs it outside Turkey? In fact, the Prime Minister banned Twitter from Turkey in March 2014, but still has his own account.
And he is prolific on it as well.
Oh, really?
What a bastard.
Yeah, he's prolific. It's the same in Iran. Lots of these countries that ban Twitter are like, well, we know everyone's just going to go on Twitter, so we may as well just crack on. The only G20 leader without Twitter, and I think social media presence in general, is Angela Merkel. Which is a
classic Merkel.
Angela. Yeah.
And it's the end of the round.
What are the scores, please, Ned Sedgwick?
Congratulations, Felicity Ward and Ravery are currently tied in second place with no points. And the Hive Mind is storming ahead with 10 points.
Yeah!
It's the first panel show I've ever done losing to the audience. Like, it's
humbling, isn't it?
Mm.
Yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The next round is everyone's favorite round.
idioms!
What is the meaning of this foreign phrase which we have literally translated into English, fingers on buzzers? In Mexico, what would somebody be referring to if they talked about a coconut burner? Congratulations, Felicity Ward.
I love that we've called ourselves that because it sounds like you're saying nice things to us before we've even seen you. Like, congratulations, it's you. A coconut burner is someone who stays up all night and has run out of electricity because they've kept the lights on for so long and they have to burn coconut oil for fuel.
So someone who stays up all night, ravery.
Is it someone who is trying to deal drugs but on a coconut phone? And they have to get it, like get rid of it. So, like, it's a coconut burner phone. So they have to throw it away.
Is it one of the ones with like a piece of string joining two coconuts.
And then the buzzer onto you, and they're like, oh shit, and then you throw it into the sea.
So it's I think
that's a pretty good answer.
And you can basically see the drug dealer on the other end.
Basically, a very broke drug dealer. No, because who can only talk to one client.
No, burner phones are because. You watch The Wire, you know what a burner phone is. And you,
I do,
you know,
yeah.
Yeah, you've got to get rid of that stuff. So, yeah.
So could you use...
I've never felt more stupid in my entire life, but I think that's quite...
But also very creative.
Is it someone who's trying to do something in the most pointlessly difficult way possible? Like you're trying to get to the milk inside the coconut, so you're trying to burn through it, and like you're gonna think you're doing well at first because that hair's all gonna catch on fire. Then you're gonna get to that hard rind and it's just not
right. So going
go
about
through.
Something the long way, a bit like the way you've all answered this question.
My mum would say it's doing something cack-handedly. I don't know if that's offensive. That feels like it should be offensive because my mum said it.
Hive mind. What is a coconut burner in Mexico?
A difficult riddle.
Oh, the coconut is the person's brain in that instance? Like you're really going to burn your coconut thinking about this one.
What, is it, can I make another go? Can I pretend to be in the audience? Shall I do a different voice?
Sure.
Hello.
hello, New Zealand lady over there. Shout out.
Is it a really shitty car? Like okay. It burns coconut oil.
Okay, Hive Mind, do you want that answer on your roster?
Yes.
Yes. They are apparently happy to have that. Okay. A difficult riddle. A bad car.
A professional body hair waxer.
A professional body hair waxer.
Yeah. Is it a really hot day on a nudist beach? Saw a real coconut burner out there today. It's 40 degrees.
A hot day on a nudist beach. Okay. Do you want that one, Hive Mind, on your roster?
Yes.
Or we could have it on ours. Congratulations,
Felicity
Ward.
They've already started answering. Anything else? All right. Buzz now if you think it's a difficult riddle. Is it a bad car? Buzz now. Professional, not even the person who said that, Buzz for that.
Buzz. They
abandoned it. You ghosted your own idea. A professional body hair waxer. A hot day on a nudist beach. You've gone for that. There's a spirit of a number of your answers in this answer. It's a sunroof on a car. So it burns your coconut if you pull it back. I don't know. Does a hot day on a nudist beach warrant half a point? Nick?
Plus a shitty car.
For both teams?
No, it's the wrong answer.
Right. No, fair enough.
We would have got there if you'd given us another couple of months.
Yeah. In Iran, if you say there was one and there wasn't one, what are you beginning?
A really badly translated version of Tale of Two Cities.
Is it the story of democracy pre and post 1957? Because the US intervened.
That's ravery, baby.
I'm not going to do any
funny answers.
Is it the traditional start? Is it like Once Upon a Time?
Okay, Once Upon a Time.
Fairy tale.
Yeah. Hive Mind. There was one and there wasn't one. What are you beginning? Beginning of a joke? Beginning of a joke? Easy come, easy go. Anything else have mind?
It's how they start questions in their version of Global Pillage.
All right, so Hive Mind, if it's how they start a joke, Buzz now. If it's how they start questions on Global Pillage, Buzz now. In fact, congratulations, Felicity Ward had it once upon a time. It's how you start a story for children.
Congratulations, Felicity Ward.
She's on the board, Felicity Ward.
In Ukraine, they say, I'm sitting on your neck. What does that mean? I'm sitting on your neck.
I'm pressuring you. I'm putting pressure on you to do the thing I want you to do. I've got you in a headlock, but with my butt.
Okay.
It's quite literal. They're very literal people.
It's a butt lock, okay? Yeah.
Like in GoldenEye with Natalia around James Bond's neck.
Yes, that was good, wasn't
iconic.
It?
Yeah. Iconic. Like, iconic cinematic
with the
moment.
Thighs. She's a thigh squeezer. Yeah.
Bit of an awakening. Yeah.
a lot of awakenings happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. So in Ukraine, they say, I'm sitting on your neck, hive mind. What do they mean?
Looking over your shoulder.
Looking over your shoulder, spying on you.
Maybe it's just the tube is really full.
The tube is really full.
Oh.
It means I'm not doing anything and you're doing the work for me.
I'm not doing anything and you're doing the work for me.
Yeah. Is it, there's been a mix-up with the sunroof?
All right. Anything else have mind?
Weighed down by a problem.
Okay. So if you think someone's looking over your shoulder, buzz now. If you think it's the tube's too full, buzz now. You're doing all the work for me, buzz now. Or you're weighed down by a problem, buzz now. In fact, it means I'm supporting you financially.
Well, I think that's right. I think
you're doing all the work for me.
I know they are.
I think that's
they're pretty close.
I know, but right on top of them.
I'm supporting you financially.
I think I'm going to give it to them.
It's Ned. I'm supporting you financially. You're doing all the work. No, I'm doing all the work because I'm supporting you financially.
No, I mean, that is what is happening. You are supporting me financially in real life. But that is irrelevant to the answer.
All right. And it's the end of the round.
What are the scores, please, Ned Sedgwick?
Never going to forget that. Anyway, Ravery are keeping it steady with no points in third place. Congratulations, Felicity Ward now have 10 points in second place, and the Hive Mind have a controversial 20 points in first place.
The next round is the teams round. A member of each team has come prepared with a question based on their cultural or family background. Or if they haven't, they've got 15 seconds to come up with one. So, Ravery, do you have a question for congratulations, Felicity Ward?
Yes. So, New Zealand is obviously a melting pot of cultures, especially Pacific ones. I'm Samoan myself. It was Tongan Language Week last week. So, my question to you guys is, what are Otai and Whakakai?
I reckon Whakakai has got something to do with food, because kai is the Maori word for food, and I'm guessing maybe that there's a relationship.
Yeah, they're both food.
They're both food. Ooh. So
is it bangers and mash?
No.
Is it fish, something fish to do chips. With taro? Taro?
No.
It's food, I reckon, one of it's seafood and one of it's a root vegetable.
No. They're both sweet things. Otai is a watermelon drink with like coconut and pineapple juice and coconut milk. And whakakai is a sweet dumpling that's kind of covered in, what would it be really... similar to like golden dumplings or like, that's what I love because every culture has a version of dumplings.
Yes.
The stodgiest thing in
golden
humanity.
Syrup dunk, yes.
So sweet caramel dumpling.
Oh, God. So hungry.
But food is pretty close. I feel like, you know.
Okay, Ned Sedgwick, they said food. Is that enough for half a point?
Yeah, it certainly is.
Okay, great. All right, so congratulations, Lucy. Or do you have a question for the Hive Mind?
I've got a question for you though as well. Could we save time by calling Ned Sedgwick Nedgwick?
Yep, we could, certainly, if that's the request
I do prefer Negend, but that is a big...
And not
big
when
ask.
Your team name is eight syllables.
Yeah, that's true.
You're asking the wrong people. Yeah.
Also, you don't get to bestow yourself with a name like Negend. That's from other people. Yeah. Sorry. And you'll notice that it hasn't happened yet.
I think you're fine.
Sorry, Nedgwick.
love you.
Congratulations, Felicity Ward. Do you have a question for the Hive Mind?
If you are a box of fluffies, what are you? If you're a box of fluffies or a box of fluffies...
Where is this from?
This is from New Zealand. If you say, I'm a box of fluffies or I'm a box of fluffy ducks, what are you?
Oh, crikey.
Thick. So you're not clever. Okay. Anything else? Can't make your mind up. So you're like a box of ducklings, you're going in different directions.
Nervous.
Anything else? Can't concentrate. Okay, one more.
Overprotective.
Ooh. Okay. So don't tell us which one, just tell us if one of those is correct.
Now, I think you said something.
Is one of those correct or not?
Not the ones that you've written down, but I think...
Just let us have the points.
Oh my God. Okay, oh my God. Okay.
I was just honest.
Did someone say something that has not been written down by me?
I said happy.
Happy? Yeah.
Happy.
It's not close enough, Cal. It's not close enough.
Is one of those correct now?
Yes.
So hive mind, shout out the one you think it is. Oh, I don't listen. They were unanimous. Does it mean happy?
So it means I'm great. How I am. A box of fluffy ducks.
Oh, that's lovely. And well done, Hive Mind, for scoring.
I hate this unifying podcast.
And Hive Mind, do you have a question for Ravery? Oh, yes, there's someone there from Ireland. What's your name, sir?
John
from Ireland. What is your question for Ravery, please?
If someone's been read over, what does it mean?
If someone's been read over. And is that R-E-A-D or R-E-D?
R-E-A-D.
Read over, R-E-A-D, over. What does it mean? If you're in Ireland and someone says, you've been read over.
You've been found out, maybe?
Yeah, someone's got your number.
Yeah.
Or your newspaper.
Found out. This is not your question, congratulations, Felicity.
Or a bird penguin. No.
Found out. Or someone's got your number or found out.
Read over.
You've been, yeah, because the way you said it, you're like, you've been read over, mate.
Are you read over because you left the sunroof open?
Hey. Are they close? Are they warm?
Nowhere near.
They're nowhere near. You've got one more shot.
Okay, you've been read over. You've been, you've been done up. You've been made over. You've been...
You've had a makeover.
Have a makeover?
Yeah. Is it a makeover? No. Is it that famous Irish makeover idiom? No. Yes. Oh, you've been read over.
You're the Bible. You're the Bible.
Getting close.
Close, oh, really? Close. You're the Bible. You're That's Bible. Close. That's you're, close. You're, one more chance.
It's an ecumenical matter.
It's an ecumenical matter.
Very close.
Is it? What does it mean, John?
Exercised.
Oh. Okay, they were never going to get that. I think that's fair.
It just doesn't come up that often outside Catholic countries.
I'm very pleased about that. I mean, that was quite obscure because I lived with said Irish gentleman for 20 years and I've never heard that phrase.
Is that your dad, in fact?
It is my dad.
Right, yeah. Okay, just to be clear.
You know, it would also be the most amazing makeover show as well. We're like, you've been exercised! Incredible!
And it's the end of the round.
What are the scores, please, Ned Sedgwick? What are the scores, please, Ned Sedgwick?
Nedgwick.
Thanks, sir.
Nedgen, clunk, nut.
Ravery, currently third place with a subtle no points. Congratulations, Felicity Ward, are in second place with 15 points. Mm-hmm. And the Hive Mind are winning with 30 points.
Whoa! Hive Mind are smashing it. Next up is the Game Changer round. This is the round in which we ask a question about people who scored a point for the little guy, but who were then reminded that the phrase little guy is not gender-inclusive language. There's only one question in this round, but it is worth double points. So if you're the losing team, this is your chance to start a magnificent comeback. I'm looking at you, Ravery. And if you're in the lead, this is your chance to pull the ladder up and make it impossible for anyone to beat you in the final round like the patriarchy always do. I'm looking at you, Hive Mind. In East Germany, what did a train, a Playboy Club membership card, and a chicken coop all have in common? Congratulations, Felicity Ward.
They get you a wife.
They could get you a wife.
I'm always looking for a chicken coop.
Do they all allow someone to escape over the wall?
Playboy membership card. That is
or
cool.
Escape from the country rather than... Okay. Like it would be
East
hard to
Germany,
take a chicken
what did
coop.
A train, a Playboy Club membership card and a chicken coop all have in common?
Gloria Steinem infiltrated all of them undercover in the 1960s.
Is it just that you couldn't have any of them? Like, there just weren't any.
There weren't any of those
no
things?
No trains.
Trains, Playboy Club memberships,
you know when they,
cards, or
you know when
coops.
They say, oh, yeah. At least you made the trains run on time? That's because there were no trains. That's
right. Okay, yeah, all right. Good. Hive Mind. In East Germany, what did a train, a Playboy Club membership card, and a chicken coop all have in common? They were used as bribes.
They were terrible idea to keep in your
house. I heard someone say women couldn't have them. Women couldn't have them or access them. And I heard, what was the other one? They were hard to keep in your house.
West Germany, all the women have Playboy Club membership cards.
And chicken coops.
Yeah.
All right, if you think it's a bribe, buzz now. Women couldn't have them, buzz now. Hard to keep in your house, buzz now. In fact, they were all used to get through the Berlin Wall. So Cal Wilson was correct on congratulations, Felicity Ward. And I would have also accepted points for bribes, I think.
Yeah,
But not one single solitary Hive Mind member backed it, including the person who said it. Ned Sedgwick, please explain more.
Deborah, I probably wouldn't have accepted it because they weren't used as bribes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I've taken it back.
Here's a train. Can I...
Or like I'm carrying a gargantuan chicken coop.
Yeah, no, there was a train track that went through the wall
And one of the train drivers got all of his family on, and instead of stopping at the last stop, he just went full speed and smashed through the wall.
Oh.
The Playboy Club membership cards looked exactly like diplomatic passes. So they just were like, yeah, I'm a diplomat.
I'm a hot, sexy diplomat.
And a bunch of OAPs dug through a chicken coop, made a tunnel under the wall and over to the west. But it took them a month longer than initially it should have because they wanted it to be tall enough that they could all walk through standing at their full height.
Oh, my God.
They said they wanted them and their wives to be able to walk through standing tall.
Did they? Oh, a question. Beautiful. Did the chickens get to go? And did they get to go when the tunnel was their height?
I know you're a vegetarian, so I don't want to tell you what happened to the chickens.
Oh, no.
Okay, so congratulations, Felicity Ward has scored. It was ways to get through the Berlin Wall. Did you say just like Felicity herself? Was that a reference?
Presumably. Well, yeah. She got married. Yeah. Now she can do it.
Okay. Yes, we need to get her on and ask
Felicity,
her.
Felicity, if you're listening, and I know you will be because we'll tell you this team is called Congratulations Felicity Ward, we hope you score on your honeymoon. That's what we're saying.
And then maybe you can tell us what sex is like.
Oh. Sarah Bonetto, I know that your mother's in the audience tonight, but I really don't think she's going to be fooled by that.
I have never had sex. What do you mean, Deborah?
The final round is our quickfire round. Hive mind, if you know the answer, shout buzz and then shout the answer as loud as you can. Fingers on buzzers and time starts now. Last one. Enough and no more are names traditionally given to what in Albania?
Children.
Yes, be more specific.
The last child, like the third child.
No, in fact, it's daughters.
Girls.
Yes, girls. Yes, it is daughters. What is the second most used messaging app in the world with 700 million users?
Line?
No, WeChat. Oh. Yeah. Finish this Chinese proverb. A young doctor makes what?
A marvellous lover.
A busy funeral director.
Yes, a full graveyard.
Yes!
Oh,
yes!
Wow!
Yes!
Whoa! Whoa! Wow. That is bravery, baby!
That's bravery, baby.
Oh, my God.
If you're from Western Australia, you would be described as a sand what?
Who cares? We already got a point.
Yeah.
We're done.
Hey.
The end.
Sand?
Groper.
Correct. A sand groper. If someone in Scotland were to offer you Cullen skink, what would it be? Soup, correct. Hive mind. Finish this American joke. If con is the opposite of pro, what's the opposite of Congress?
Progress.
Yes. Mm. Progress. Which country drinks the most beer per capita? Correct. Czech Republic. Well done, Hive mind.
Yeah.
Why is the Republic of China not recognized by the UN? Because it is what we know as Taiwan. It claims to be the legitimate government of China. And it's the end of the show.
Curious to hear those scores.
Tell us those scores.
Just give me a score, just one score. Yeah. Just let me hear it, please.
In
Come on,
third
Ned, tell
place,
us the score.
With a fantastic 10 points,
Woo!
It's Ravery.
Yeah. That's Ravery, baby. That's Ravery, baby.
Ravery.
Only 5 points, which is half a question or a whole quickfire question, separates the winner and the second place team. In second place with 45 points, I'm afraid it's a hive mind.
Oh!
It never happens, Deborah!
It never happens!
It never happens. Who is the winner, Ned Sedgwick? The
winners are congratulations, Felicity Ward!
Yay!
It's very rare that two people can beat 70, so well done, congratulations.
It's the magic of Felicity Ward's
winning. It's the magic of Felicity Ward.
You know, in America, they say the opposite of congratulations for the city ward is
congratulations for the city ward. So it's bottles of Czech beer to our winners, but we're still sitting on the necks of our losers. And I'll leave you on this thought from India. Feigned laughter ruins the teeth, which I'm assuming is why everyone in our audience is smiling so broadly. Please give it up for Avery Edison and Rose Matafeo. Cal Wilson, Sarah Bonetto, Ned Sedgwick in Pedant's Corner, Mark Hodge on keyboard, you the hive mind, I've been Deborah Francis-White, good night! You have been listening to Global Pillage, hosted and created by Deborah Francis-White. The question Questions were set by Ned Sedgwick. Music was by Mark Hodge. The recording engineer was Grundy Lizimbra. The producer for the Spontaneity Shop was Tom Selinsky. Thanks to Zoe, Sally, and everyone at King's Place. For more information about this and other episodes, visit globalpillage.net.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.